Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I wanted to talk about Deadbeat Dad. The reason I wanted to talk about it was because today we raised a topic. And we were talking about a father or a person's right to walk away from fatherhood. And in that, somebody was talking about, you know, should the father ever come back after time? Anyway, he says, "Hi, Niall. I was listening to your show today earlier and it struck a chord with me. Please bear with me. I've never spoken about this before, let alone wrote it down on paper. Around 15 years ago, when I was in my 20s, I had a baby with a girl. We were only together for 6 months when she found out she was pregnant. I wasn't in love with the girl, didn't particularly like her, and I wasn't ready to be a dad, so I walked away. I haven't had any contact with her or her family ever since. And they live on the other side of the city, so I haven't seen them. Now, I'm married, and I have two young children of my own, 4 and 2 years of age. My wife doesn't know anything about the ex, or even that I had a daughter. Recently, I found my ex on Facebook and saw pictures of my daughter, who's now 15. She looks like such a great kid, and a small part of me is now having regrets for never keeping in contact. But as I said, at the time, I wasn't ready to be able to be that kind of responsible person. I heard a woman on your show this afternoon saying that if a man walks away, he has no right to come back into the child's life. But I think that's grossly unfair and just untrue. My ex was ready to be a mum. I wasn't ready to be a dad. I've been debating whether I should reach out to my ex and find out if I could see or contact my daughter and get to know her. But I don't know how she'd react. Would it be unfair of me to reach out, or would it just cause a lot of hurt around me? I'd love to hear what your listeners think, as I can't talk to anybody else about it since nobody actually knows. Now, it's an interesting point. What would you do in that situation? Sorry, something playing in the back. What would you do in that situation? Would you reach out after 15 years? Do you think he has a right to reach out after 15 years? I mean, if you were the mother, for example, would you let him back into your daughter's life? Or do you think he made his bed 15 years ago and now he just needs to lie in it? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. The question I'm simply asking is, there's two questions. If you were a mother, would you let him walk into your daughter's life after 15 years of not knowing her? And secondly, from his point of view, should he just let sleeping dogs lie? Or should he follow this, I suppose, instinct that he has to have a relationship with a daughter he's never met? The number is 087-188-0008. Angela, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, Angela?
I'm well, how are you?
Good. There's loads of things playing in the background there. And I had no idea what was going on for a second, but however, I'm on top of it now.
Good man, good man. We trust you.
Yeah, well, that's good. I'm glad somebody does. So, so Angela, do you believe he's entitled to walk back into his child's life?
I do.
After 15 years of not paying a penny in maintenance, not having anything to do with the decisions in raising the daughter, never seeing her, making no contact, and just on a whim 15 years later, wouldn't mind a relationship with her.
I don't think it's kind of the way you're saying that. I wouldn't risk it. I'd say, obviously, every day of 15 years, he's thought of her. Because you can't go by not thinking of her, right?
I don't know if that's the case. He said he spotted her on Facebook recently and that kind of drew him to it, but I'm sure he hasn't thought of her every day the 15 years. If he did, he would have made contact with her.
I don't think so, but people change, situations change, and, you know, different scenarios come up. So, yeah, I think so.
So what happens if he goes back into her life again? And then a year later gets pissed off with it. And then, it wasn't really right. Probably shouldn't have done that. And he walks back out of her life again.
I don't think he will because he is...
Do you know him? You seem to know an awful lot about him.
Oh, I do. But yeah, clearly.
And then here's the other problem, by the way, Angela. He has two young kids of his own and he's married. Yeah. And his family don't know. So here's the other problem.
Well, if I was the mother of the child, I would turn around and say, first things first, you have to tell your own family.
That's going to go down like a lead balloon.
I don't know. You see, the thing is, No, I don't know.
Jeez, you're very forgiving, Angela.
You should know me. It takes a lot for me to forgive someone.
But I mean, your partner comes along to you after getting married to her, having kids with her, and says, something I never told you, by the way, you have a stepdaughter.
Yeah, but the thing is, this is the way things are now anyway,
Ah, would you stop out of that?
Just because
people are doing different things doesn't make it normal.
No, it's not. I'm not saying it's a part of life. It's normal. A lot of people out there now have baggage. And people have to realise that it was 15 years ago. It's not like it was...
Yeah, no, but Angela, baggage is coming from one relationship, meeting somebody and saying, by the way, I was married and have two children. Okay, that's no problem. I love you and we'll support you. And, you know, we'll deal with that. That's baggage. Baggage is not, you know, marrying somebody and not telling them that, by the way, I had kids from another relationship or I had a kid from another relationship. That's not baggage. That's deceit.
It is deceit. It's huge. And I don't, you see, I know going into this call, I was saying, don't mention it. Don't mention it because it's not like it. But again, it kind of is a bit when you look at all the mother-baby homes.
In what respect?
Well, because they were mothers who had children out of wedlock. Children were taken off of them. Some, you know, people put up for adoption and everything. And mothers, how many years later, reject them and don't want to know about it because they've gone into
other relationships.
And other relationships.
Yeah, but that, when you, this guy abandoned a child, right, 15 years ago, which wasn't a million miles away, right? But when you're talking about the mother and baby homes, that was a different situation. They were women who were stigmatized into going in there.
I totally agree. But still, he sits down with the wife and says, right, 15 years ago, I was with someone. She got pregnant. I didn't want kids. I didn't want a kid. I was in a total different state of mind. You know, there was no kids in my future. But now I actually want to get in contact with her.
Mm.
I'm telling you now, Niall, if someone came to me like that, that takes balls. That takes a big set of Leroy-y to sit someone down and tell them that.
I'd say you're an idiot. If it was a mate of mine and he said to me, I'd say you're an idiot. Let sleeping dogs lie.
But is that fair on the child?
It's not fair on his new missus and kids either.
No, but it's not fair on the child either.
Child has never seen him, never met him, has lived her life for 15 years without him. She didn't need him, clearly. It's not going to make any difference to her life now.
But you don't know if she needed him.
But it's not going to make any difference to her life now. She's lived without him for 15 years.
Yeah. But she mightn't have a father figure. She mightn't have someone in her life that she might want a father. It's going to be a struggle. It's going to be very tough. But the thing is, at the end of the day, if she doesn't have somebody else in her life, maybe that's what she could be craving.
Okay, let's go then and look at it from the point of view of the mother of the 15-year-old who had a baby 15 years ago.
Yeah.
So Jack the Lad here contacts her on Facebook and said, how are you? Remember me? We used me penis 15 years ago. That's my daughter. I want to come and see her. How do you feel about it? What would you say if you were her? Not a squeak out of him in 15 years, not a penny, not a decision, not any assistance, no cooperation. What would you do?
At the end of the day, it's the child's decision. The child's 15. It's not a 5-year-old, it's not a 10-year-old, it's not a 12-year-old, it's a 15-year-old. 14-year-old.
How do you have that conversation with your 15 or 14-year-old? Would you sit them down and say, do you remember the way you've no father? And I told you that he was gone away to war or somewhere. I don't know what excuse the mother maybe gave the child. He's still growing up. Well, he wants to see you. He's back.
Yeah.
She could have even told the child he was dead. You wouldn't know.
You know, that's one thing I don't like because, you know, you should never lie to a child and say somebody's dead.
I'm only making that up. I'm just saying
she
could have.
But there is a lot of people out there who would say that.
Yeah.
But what do is you sit the child down. They're 15 now. And we all know how mature 15-year-olds can be. And you turn around and say, listen, your dad's after getting in contact and he wants to see you.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's all you have to say.
Stay there for a second. Let me just go to Michael as well. Michael, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Michael?
Not too bad, man. How are you?
All right, Michael. I mean, Michael, it's a bit of an odd situation, isn't it?
Will you give me the details, Aaron? I missed the full detail. Give us a quick rundown over there.
Okay. So, the email basically states that he got the girl pregnant 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And now he's married with two kids. He spotted the girl on Facebook, the mother of this 15-year-old that he had sex with 15 years ago that he walked away from. And now he's thinking, I wouldn't mind meeting my 15-year-old daughter. His wife doesn't know anything about it. His kids know nothing about it. And he's thinking of just walking back into this 15-year-old's life.
I have all of his kids that he has now that he's...
Two young children, 4 and 2.
Well, I think maybe he wasn't ready back then. He has a right to contact and say, listen, he doesn't even have to go to the mother. He can go directly to the kids. Hang on, let me speak to this. But he can go directly to the kids. It's not a baby, it's a 15-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
A 15-year-old girl is not a 15-year-old boy. A 15-year-old girl would be, an 18, 19-year-old boy psychologically. So he can do that. He can go directly to the kid. He has a right to contact the kid, but, you don't know if the shit show could start. Like, what has the mother said to the kid all these years? Has the mother been lying? And then again, to be fair to him, he may not have been ready back then. And maybe it would have been a bad situation for him to be in the kid's life from day one. It's not an easy situation, and it's not a hallmark situation where it's... Like, a lot of people don't have the mommy and daddy there,
Yeah.
We have to accept that and put that to one side and look at it and say, well, listen... Because I do believe that there is an importance in biological DNA. I know there's a lot of weird new age thinking people who think that biology doesn't exist and all this kind of stuff. But I do personally believe in ancestry and connections with your family through your DNA and through your blood and stuff like that. I think it's important, even if you didn't know them. And you're only
is it, but yeah, but is it fair? There's so many things and so many levels that are unfair about the story. That, he's walking back into a woman's life that he abandoned 15 years ago. He's walking back into a child's life that he abandoned 15 years ago.
Well,
he has to come clean with his wife and kids who he's lied to now for the last God knows how many years.
Let's examine that part that he abandoned. She might not be the mother Mary, like this woman that he...
He does blame himself. He says clearly in the email, they were only together for 6 months. He wasn't in love with her, didn't particularly like the girl. And just unfortunately, she got pregnant and he walked away.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't... It's on him as well that he kind of just abandoned the kid. He could have walked away from your one and stuck around for the kid. Now, in saying that, I've seen a lot of men who have done that and they've gone through torturous abuse from the mother of the kid. So maybe that was in his mind, or he was seeing that with other people, or maybe he knew that... Well, he knew that's what would happen if he had to stuck around. And he thinks in his mind, okay, the kid is at a certain age now where I don't have to deal with them. He knows in his mind, okay, if I do get back in contact with my daughter now, I don't have to deal with the mother because she's at an age where I can deal with her and not deal with the mother. The mother has done her part, and the kid doesn't have to engage with the father. Maybe there's other reasons. He can explain to the kid, explains the reasons to the kid, and the kid accepts that. But then they've got, she's only 15. They've got a possible 20, 30 years to develop some sort of something that's not, it's not going to be, they're not going to have the bond that you would have, that a daughter would have with her father if she's raised them from birth or known them when she was a baby.
I'm listening to the two of you here and I'm just completely in shock because both of you I thought would have the opposite opinion. Both of you would have said, let it go. Go back to your own life there. Stop looking at Facebook because that's obviously where he's seen the mother on Facebook. He hasn't seen, had any communication apart from that. So I thought both of you would say, look, just let it go. Get over yourself, pal. You wasted 15 years. You just told, you know, you for 15 years you didn't bother your hole. What are you doing it now for?
That's like saying, well, if that's the case, then that's coming from a place of he's bad to the bone and he's just a waster and he's got nothing to offer. We don't know that.
But he had nothing to offer for 15 years, had he?
Well, he could have had depression, he could have had God knows what he could have had going on. Mm-hmm. I'm not condoning this guy or giving him excuses or anything like that, but you don't know.
But you are giving him, you've just given him three excuses. You just said he could have been this, he could have been that, it could have been the other. I'm not giving him excuses. You just gave him three.
No.
I don't believe there's any excuse. He didn't want, I mean, if he didn't want to be part of the child's life, as we talked about today, he didn't want to be a father. Fine, off you go. Piss off, mate.
He made that choice, didn't he?
He did. And now all of a sudden, 15 years later, he's getting the goo and he wants to go back.
I knew people from 15 years ago who today are completely different people. I mean, he might have matured. Maybe he realised that thing.
Bit late, isn't it?
The word redemption exists for a reason, okay? And he got young kids now, and maybe he's in a place now where his love of his two little kids now has grown within him,
mm-hmm.
and he's probably got a lot of deep regret and all this kind of thing going on, and he really wants to make amends. I don't know. He could be an arsehole, but he could be trying to make amends as well. Like, you know what I mean? And all I'm saying is that he has a right to contact the kid. And if he's dead straight with the kid, and honest and all that, carry on, the kid will...
Okay, so here's the deal. Let's say he contacts the ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
I think the best situation here would be the ex-girlfriend, if she feels it necessary, says to the 15-year-old, listen, do you remember the person who was your father 15 years ago that you don't even know, that you've never met, that you've no photographs of, you've never seen, never touched, you never held you? Well, he wants to come back. How do you feel about it? And if she says,
"No,
but I'm just saying, I'm sure you wouldn't deliver it like that. But I'm just saying, Angela?
You are straight away condemning him what he did 15 years ago, right? It's not right what he did 15 years ago. So now he's trying to make amends. So I actually commend him. That he's doing this and not waiting for her at the age of 18 to come looking for him. Because he could do that, but he's not. He's doing this himself.
Well, do me a favour, stay there for a second, both of you. Sabrina, you're an Ireland's classic kid. Oh, sorry, Sabrina, I need to switch on your line here. I do apologise. Sorry, Sabrina, go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Sabrina, I mean... this is a terrible situation, and I'm surprised at Michael and Angela being so forgiving to this guy, but now and ever.
I kind of was as well when he wanted to get in contact with my daughter when she turned 15.
Okay, you were in this situation?
I was in this situation. I've been in this situation twice.
Twice?
Twice.
Okay.
My oldest daughter is now 26.
Okay.
When she was 15, she was asking questions about him, wanting to know who he was. He finally got in touch with her. She agreed to go meet him, and she met up with him. The meeting only lasted about half hour, an hour. And she walked away and said she didn't like him, she couldn't connect with him, and she didn't want to see him anymore.
Fair enough. It's her choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how did you end up in that situation? Two questions then. Firstly, when was the last time he saw her? Before that? When she was born?
When she was 3 months old.
3 months old. And then you say you ended up in that situation twice.
My second daughter is now 19.
Okay.
Yes. I kept begging him to be in her life. He walked away when she was 6 months old. And I even agreed to let him see her without paying child support for her, just so he could be in her life. He might turn up for a few weeks here and there. Might see her for 3 or 4 years. And then turn up again for a week or two. She's been chasing him since she was a young teenager.
That's sad.
She's to be in her life, and
okay,
he walks away from her now.
That's sad. That's really sad.
Yeah. But my daughter's 26 now. She's doing great.
So what would you say? What would you say to this guy who wrote the email, who's thinking of walking back into this or trying to walk back into this 15-year-old's life? Would you say stay away?
I wouldn't say stay away. I'm all for a dad being a part of their child's life. I know he's been gone for 15 years, but it's never too late. So I've never stopped any of my kids' dads being in their life.
Yeah.
It's just themselves who walked away, so it's never too late to try.
So it's never too late.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised that everybody's nice. Because if I was a woman and I had a 15-year-old daughter and a father who was never part of her life and he wants to come back in, I don't think I'd be interested. Don't get me wrong, it's the child's right to see the father, I get that. But I don't think he deserves the relationship with her.
Are you thinking of what the child wants in it, or are you just thinking of what you want in it?
Oh, no, I get what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, I'm being bitter, Michael, I know.
You know, because as a parent, I had to learn this painful lesson that we have to, and it is painful at times, because, you know, you have to think of what your kid wants, and you have to think about where their emotion, and it's hard to put yourself in their emotional space. It'd be very difficult. I'm learning to do it more and more, but
Hang on, sorry, Michael.
I suppose the reason I'm saying this is I know someone who they were with someone, and that person got pregnant and walked away from the father and never let the father see the child, ever.
That's a different kettle of fish, yeah.
Yeah.
The father may. That's a situation where a father wanted to be part of a child's life.
Yeah.
And by the way, I have the utmost respect and sympathy for many fathers out there who are going to a family law system for custody or for access to children who can't get access to children and who are trying desperately. That's a different situation. This guy had no interest, didn't care less, wanted nothing to do with this child from the day it was born. And all of a sudden,
that's the part I have a problem with.
Yeah, all of a sudden, he's married now with two kids, and all of a sudden, he wants to be part of her life.
You're making assumptions that he was just. He didn't give a shit. I was trying to make.
But he didn't give it. Now, hang on, with the guy's respect, he didn't give a shit.
But the other thing is not.
Isn't there? You don't know why.
Well, I mean, if he had, he would have contacted before now.
Psychologically, he felt it would have been worse if he had stayed around. Maybe he wasn't mature enough, he wasn't whatever. But
just to clarify his age. Sorry, Angela, for jumping in there. He's probably in his mid-30s because he said it was 15 years ago and he was in his early 20s.
He's only a child.
He was in his early 20s. He's not a child.
You said he's... How old is he, 40?
Well, I reckon he's probably in his mid to late 30s now, because in the email it says around 15 years ago when I was in my early 20s.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so he's probably mid to late 30s
now. Early 20s. A lot of boys in their early 20s aren't that mature.
Yeah, sorry, Angela.
What about this is... There's no excuse for what he did, right?
Yeah.
No matter what state of mind he was in, no matter, you know, what was going on with him 15 years ago, there is no excuse for what he did. But.
But.
Now, there's kind of always a but in there. Now, I would prefer that he wants to go looking for her than she wants to go looking for him at the age of 18 and comes up against a brick wall and gets turned down and everything. That is
What do you mean, Angela? Who's turning down who?
That let's say that child might be wanting a father figure in her life, and at 18, if she goes looking for him and he didn't want to see her, then that's horrible. He is looking for her.
Stay there, both of you, for a second. Let me just go to Sarah as well. Sarah, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Sarah?
I'm good, thanks. How are you doing?
Good. Sarah, now, I'm listening to Michael and Angela in disbelief here tonight, by the way. But anyway, you're also listening in disbelief to the two of them.
Yes, I think they're speaking absolute nonsense altogether. I understand.
The bitter women convention.
Go ahead, Sarah.
I'm in my early 20s. I think if you're mature enough to go and have sex, unprotected sex, maybe. But that's the consequence of having sex. So if he was not mature enough back then, he should have been having sex. And yes, I'm in my early 20s, and I think if someone was pregnant, okay, yes, you support them. You don't walk away and then expect 15 years later, oh yeah, I'm going to go back into their life. Fuck it. If I ruin their life, I don't care. I think
that... Hey, we've all missed that point that Sarah made. He could ruin this child's life. She's accepted she has no father. His name hasn't been uttered in 15 years. And now he could ruin her life emotionally by walking back into it.
It's like when I was 6 years old, my father walked out on us, walked out in our life. And I had to go through the conversation of my mother saying, well, to be honest, he just doesn't want to be with you. He doesn't want to be in your life. So obviously that was a lot worse. But like I had my grandfather as that male figure and that's all I ever needed.
And did your father ever come back into your life again?
No, and I don't want him to, because he's going to ruin it, because he's the most toxic person ever.
And how old are you now, can I ask?
24.
Sorry?
24.
Okay, so if you got a contact tomorrow from your dad and said, listen, Sarah, I'm so sorry, I was immature, I was a very different person, I'd love to just meet up for coffee and have a chat, and sure, if you don't want to see me again after that, that's fine, but I'd love to meet up.
I just delete the message, not a fucking hope, I wouldn't let him in.
Right. Fair enough, and I get that. Sorry, Michael.
What's
that girl's name? Oh, hang on. Sorry, one at a time, Angela. Let you in a second. Sarah is her name, Michael.
Sarah, are you, like... I've seen this before, no disrespect, and this is an adult conversation. Don't take it personal, but are you just parroting what your mother's been saying all these years?
Absolutely not.
Sure?
My mother has always... It was actually my grandfather, which would be my father's father.
I know, but you're saying that your father's toxic and this, that and the other, and you don't know your father. So how do you know what he is? You've never spoke to the man. You've nothing to do with the man.
I have spoke to the man. Like I just said, I was 6 when he left.
So
I have spoke to the man, and he has a child with the woman he left with. And
Let's not get too much into Sarah's personal life, but I get where both of you are going there. Sorry, Angela, you wanted to say something to Sarah anyway, but Sarah makes a good point. You know, we're not thinking about the fact that he could walk into this 15-year-old's life and turn her life upside down emotionally.
Hang on,
Michael. Let Angela answer that. Go ahead, Sarah.
That is why you let the child have a choice. Like as Sarah said there, she's 24 now. If he rang her and said he wanted
to... She'd delete the message.
She'd delete the message. You don't know if this 15-year-old wants somebody in her life. If she doesn't... No, Sarah, hold on a second now. Sarah, hold on a second.
She has a strong mother figure.
Sarah
has no child support, nothing. Has been given nothing for 15 years. Why would she need this man who... Like, she's had a very strong mother, obviously, carrying her through 15 years. Why would she need this man who did nothing for her walk into her life? She doesn't need him.
Sarah, can I finish what I was saying? Oh my God, Sarah, can you let me speak? Right? The thing is, this is a 15-year-old child, right? It is her right to see the father. Let the father contact the mother, tell the child, and if the child wants to see him, let her. If she doesn't, then that's her choice. You are coming on here saying, No. You don't know what that child is feeling. You don't know what the child wants. It was your prerogative not to see your father. That's your choice.
She's not independent. So I think this mother, who's been strong and independent, should not let the man who walked away 15 years ago back into the child's life. Okay,
but that's the child's choice.
And there is an argument for that, and I know I spoke to Malachy before and he said it's a child's right to see the father, not up to mother to make the decision. But I do believe it's a fair statement to say, and I can understand any bitterness and animosity, that if a mother has raised a child independently on her own without the financial help or the decision-making factors involved in raising a child's life without the assistance of this clown for over 15 years, I don't believe he deserves to be part of her life.
Well, hang on, Michael. That's nobody's call. That's up to the child.
Well, it is. That's our guardian.
It's the child's call. Nobody else.
It's not the child's call. The child is not 18 yet. She's 15. It's the mother's call.
She can still have a conversation at 15. She can still be contacted.
And here's the other aspect of this, Sarah, okay? Sarah, are you in a relationship?
Yes.
Okay, how would you feel if your partner... How long are you with your partner?
6 years.
Okay, he came along to you and said, just before I met you, Sarah, I had a baby with somebody else. I mean, how would you feel about that?
Like, absolutely shocked. How can you get her into a relationship if you're not fruitful, open, honest? How could you even marry someone?
Yeah, he said this guy is married now with two young children and has never told his wife and kids he's a 15-year-old.
That's all the better.
But you can stand at the top of the altar and say, I'll be honest and truthful to you all the time, and then lie and say, well, actually, I have a child who's 15 years old.
Clearly he doesn't have the best character in the world, does he, Michael?
No, he doesn't.
No, hang on. It's all the better that he has... because he's proven that he can actually... Be there with the kids.
He's proven he's a liar.
He's going to look bad for the two kids he has now. He could walk easily out in these two kids, so you don't know.
Okay, so we'll stay there just for a second, both of you, Angela and Michael and Sarah. Stay there. I want to go to Edward. You're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Edward?
Niall, not too bad. Yourself?
Good, Edward. I mean, what would you think?
I'm just wondering about this chap. Like, he was in his early 20s.
Yeah.
Like, we all make decisions in our lifetime, and no matter what decisions we make, we have to step up to the mark, like, and go with him.
Yeah.
Like, he was responsible enough to sleep with the girl. He obviously liked her enough to sleep with her at the time.
Yeah.
Well, why wasn't he responsible enough to step up to the mark and look after his child?
Well, clearly not. He clearly wanted nothing to do with the baby.
Now, at 15, this child is 15 years of age, he's a teenager. He's married with a wife and two kids. What's going to happen to the wife and two kids, like? Are they going to become second best to this first child that he's had?
That's the fear. That's also a fear, isn't it? That his own kids, them. Well, his kids are quite young, in fairness. They're 2 and 4 years of age. But still,
he has 24 hours in the day. That's split 12 hours, 12 hours with each of his current children.
Yeah.
Now that's gone to 8 hours because he has a third child.
Yeah.
Now, like, to me, he's trying to compensate or he's trying to make up for something somewhere along the way. Either that or he's bored of his first looking after his second two children.
Right.
Because he wants to go on now to a child that's 15 years of age.
He's going to break out pie charts and start saying and graph.
Had nothing to do with this child or the child's mother for the last 15 years. He knew about it. He's lived a lie to his current wife and two children.
Just one voice at a time. So, but stay there, Edward, because Angela wants to say something to Edward there, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like...
Edward's right, by the way, but go on.
It's not like he's going to turn around and, like, go off with this mother and 15-year-old. You know, he's got a 4 and a 2-year-old sitting at home who, at that age, could actually accept an older sister.
Would you stop?
Would
be great.
Hold on, they're 4 and 2.
You've got a new sister, and they're thinking a little baby. Yeah. and along comes someone's old enough to be their mother. Nearly,
they're 4 and 2. They're not going to it's not like they're.
Here's your new big sister.
It can be broken in a gentle way.
This situation actually has the potential to ruin a lot of lives.
Oh, it absolutely has. And, you know, if it was only a year, I'd say I'd consider it. And I'd say that, okay, I can see he made a mistake. He wants to come back, be part of the child's life, whatever. 15 years, lads. Come on.
Yeah,
that's how it is. That's the situation, isn't it?
And just because he spotted her on Facebook. If he hadn't spotted her on Facebook, he probably wouldn't have bothered his arse.
No one spotted him. He went looking. He was aware. He was fully aware.
Yeah, you didn't just spot them.
Niall.
Yes, Edward.
Another situation of this now. The mother is after raising this child for 15 years.
Without a penny from him.
Without a penny from him, right? We'll put that bit aside. But next thing he walks into her life and he starts... He wants to make up for the last 15 years, so he starts treating her to all these things.
Hang on, Michael. Sorry, I can only hear one person talking time. Michael, I'll come back to you in a second. Sorry, Edward, continue.
Yeah, he starts treating her with all these things and trying to look after her and make amends for the last 15 years.
Overcompensating,
Overcompensating. Next thing she decides that, if she wants to decide to do something, he agrees with her and her mother doesn't agree. So she's going to side with the father. So she could actually turn and walk away from her mother and ruin her mother's life.
She's becoming an adult. She's close to being an adult right now. So she's going to be making her own decisions anyway. So I don't know what the problem is. What could she possibly...
Well, she may be like Sarah. She might turn around and delete his messages.
What he was saying was
a breakup between the mother and the daughter because of decisions she makes with the father. I don't know what he's talking about. What possible decisions?
Well, the point is that this father will be overcompensating, I imagine, because he's trying to make up to a daughter for 15 years. He's saying, you know, he's thinking of all the different scenarios. And he said, what happens if the 15-year-old really likes this new father because he's overcompensating, buying her things and being nice to her, and then leaves her mother? But you know, you don't know what happens if his wife, who finds out now that he has another child, leaves him because he's a liar. What happens about that?
Sorry,
you heard what Sarah said. Sarah, what did you say if you found out your partner had a baby for somebody else? You'd leave.
Yes, because if you're married to someone, you stand at the top of the altar and you say, I will honour and respect you and I will be truthful. Yeah, but you're lying,
I've never said truthful and honest in my marriage vows.
Well, then that's your own problem, isn't it?
No, Sarah, what's wrong with you is, and I'm sorry to say this, your situation was different, right?
Okay, but have you been in any kind of a situation like that, like heard about any child like that? Probably not. I actually have experience of this.
Do me a favour, all of you, actually. Sarah, do me a favour. Will you stay there with us? I have to go to a break. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Back in a second. All right, stay there, please, Sarah, if you can. Let me go to Fern as well. Fern, you're an Ireland's classic kid. So this email basically just remind people again, Fern. This guy had a child 15 years ago with another girl, wasn't interested, walked away, hasn't seen the child since. He's now married with two young kids of his own. Spotted her on Facebook and went, I want to be part of her life again now. What should I do? I mean, well, is it, you know?
It's a tricky one. I do think that at the end of the day, that man is just... it's up to the 15-year-old to decide, but at the end of the day, I think she would regret it if she did decide to be around him.
She would regret it if she...
If she did decide to let him be part of her life, the daughter now.
Yeah, she would regret it.
Mainly, when your producer told me that extra little tidbit about his wife not knowing about the child, that's something he obviously should be mature enough to tell his wife before he married her.
Yeah, well, you would imagine so, wouldn't you? Or at least at some point during the relationship, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty big thing.
Yeah.
You think, because what if the child just knocks on the door?
Yeah, how could are you happen? Doing, Dad? Yeah.
Yeah, could happen.
Yeah.
That's his new marriage in jeopardy as well. I think it's incredibly immature of him. And I think if he's selfish enough to want to be part of her life without her reaching out first, it just shows that he's only in it for his needs. He's not thinking about that child at all, let alone his wife or his other children.
Does the child have a right, as some people would say, the child has a right to meet
exactly.
her father?
It's up to the... But then if the child kind of... Obviously,
well, when you say it's up to the child, how is the child going to find out if he doesn't reach out?
But look... Every child, when they reach a certain age, I'm sure, if they've been without a parent or another, they
goes looking.
I want, yes.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know what the mother has told the child. Like, he has never seen this child in his life.
Uh-huh.
So, even as a baby, he's never seen the child. He was gone before the child was probably even born. So, you wouldn't know if the mother said, oh, your father's dead, or he went off to war, or left the country, or something. You wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. But at the end of the day, that's the mother's choice, because she was left to make the choice by herself.
Hmm.
At the end of the day, he did it himself. He kind of made sure that he's already given himself a bad reputation with the child, because she's just going to say, I understand you don't want to be with my mum, but why wouldn't you even want to know me? That's got to be hurtful for the poor child.
Mm. I think it's just going to upset so many lives.
Yeah,
I think Sarah, that's what you're saying too. There's just so many lives are just going to be messed up by his need and his wants now.
His wants, isn't it? It was his want when he decided he didn't want to be involved in the child that he helped make 50%.
Mm-hmm.
And it was his want when he decided not to tell his wife and his other two children about this child. And now it's his want that he wants to meet the child.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit selfish, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very selfish. To be honest with you. But stay there for a second, both of you. Let me go to Damien as well. Damien, you're an Ireland's classic kids. How you doing, Damien?
How you doing, Nat? I suppose, just to add to this, guys, to me, I think the mother should just tell him to go away. I think after 15 years, he has no right whatsoever to want to go back into a child's life. And I suppose a couple of things. He was in his early 20s, yeah. You can kind of maybe give him a 1% saying, yeah, you know what, you weren't mature enough. Yeah, you can have that argument all along. But, like, he's now married with two kids. He's obviously got his life together for the last 7 or 8 years. So, like, where's he been then? Like, this child is 15 years of age. She's probably gone through, you know, third year, fourth year, gone on to her leaving cert in school. They're probably, you know, some of the most important years of her life. So, like, for me, protecting the child as a mother, if I was in the mother's shoes, I would say, go away. Don't be annoying me. Come back to her in 2 or 3 years' time if you want to be, and then let the child decide.
Yeah.
So, like, the problem I have with people like this is, like,
there are so many couples out there and people out there that can never have kids, and they're trying and trying and can't have kids. And you've got the likes of him that sleeps with someone that's gone out for a couple of months and then leave the child there and decide he wants to go back into her life 15 years later. Absolutely lucid. No, you know what?
Yeah.
You've let the boat go too long, mate. If this was a couple of years, you know, 1 or 2 years gone or something, fair enough, you know, you might have some bit of sympathy for him. But after 15 years, not a notion.
I mean, I'm looking at some of the text coming in. It says, Fern is just as heartless as you and that Sarah one, Niall. that Sarah one. That's a real Irish thing to say, isn't it? As you and that Sarah one. Give the guy a break. He was clearly immature at the time when he had the baby, and now he feels he should be part of the child's life. Everybody deserves a second chance.
Yeah, but wait until the child's old enough to process it.
Yeah, well, Damien, sorry, what did you say as well?
Where has he been the last 7 or 8 or 10 years then? Like, he's mature enough now.
Yeah.
He has a wife and 2 kids for the last how long? You know what I mean? So what's happened the last 7 or 8 years if he was immature before this? Like,
yeah. No, he...
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, Damien. Or, sorry, Sarah.
He's not a man. He's not a father. He has not faced any of his responsibilities. So basically, he was just a sperm donor.
He was a sperm donor. he was... I have to say, I just love the Irish.
Yeah, but at the same time, not even willingly. He didn't even willingly do it to create a baby.
No, he played no part in this, apart from the sexual act. That's about the only part he played in it.
A sperm donor goes into a sperm bank willingly giving his sperm. This guy just wanted a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It wasn't to make a baby that he could then walk out on. It wasn't even, there was no interest.
He was just really immature, obviously, if he was having unprotected sex, thinking, well, yeah, nothing's going to come out of this. But if he's in his early 20s, he has enough education to know, okay, unprotected sex could equal baby.
Yeah.
That immature.
By the way, do you think everybody's entitled to know who the father is?
I think you should know.
It kind of leads to the mother. If the mother is being this independent, being left, no help given, nothing. I don't think, like, it's probably not on the birth cert even.
I do believe everybody's entitled to know, because I'll be honest, I mean, I don't know who my father is. So I'd love to know. He's probably dead, but I'd love to know who he is. I have a few clues, but that's about it. But I'd love to know. So I think there's a curiosity within everybody, and I think everybody should be entitled to know.
But not only that, genetics, like, you don't know if there's a genetic disposition for diseases on that side of the family that you ought to know.
My father was obviously quite an intelligent man.
Obviously, yeah.
stay there. Paul, you're an Ireland's classic kid. How are you doing, Paul?
How are you doing, Noel? How are you?
Good, Paul. I mean, you raised your daughter for 15 years.
Yeah.
Your partner's daughter. I do apologise.
Yeah. When she got pregnant, obviously this guy didn't want to know. He disappeared. But I've raised her.
As yours?
In the Rotunda Hospital, you know.
Yeah.
So from day one, I've been there. And
well, you met her in the Rotunda?
No.
Oh, sorry, I said you met in the Rotunda.
No, we had been friends before. Like,
right,
you know,
okay.
So, but
yeah.
If some guy thinks then after 15 years that he can come and get and make contact and get in and mess with her head, that wouldn't be happening.
No. I think emotionally it would do a lot of damage to a child.
Yeah, what we have actually told our child the situation, you know, and when she comes of age, if she wants to make that decision that she wants to find her father, well, then that's okay, like, you know what I mean?
Would you be, just a personal question, Paul, and if it is too personal, you don't have to answer, but would you be hurt if she turned around to you at 18 and said, I'm meeting my dad today?
No.
You're concerned, she's your daughter, you know what I mean?
Exactly, and, yeah. And as far as she's concerned, I'm her father, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
No, you're her dad. He's her biological father, but you're her daddy.
I mean, look, my father and mother weren't my father and mother. They adopted me. But as far as I'm concerned, and I always will be concerned, they're my father and mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I always believe parents are by nurture, not nature.
Mm. Exactly. Like, yeah. You know, it's people it really upsets me, to be honest with you, like, when I hear stories like this, you know what I mean? Because there is some really good fathers out there that don't get a look in.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
The people then that have the opportunity just don't want to get involved.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. Listen, I'm going to have to wrap it up. I'm going to have to go to a break. Listen, thank you very much indeed, Paul, and thank you to everybody who got involved in that conversation, Farron and Sarah and everybody else.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.